Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
646, 14 before 7, Tommy Tucker. WWL, JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association. Psychiatry researchers report that rates of cannabis use disorder among Americans between the ages of 12 and 17 with a history of pot use has increased. Also, the percentage of teens who reported using marijuana in areas where it is legal. So, Violet Cavendish joins us now, spokesperson for the Marijuana Policy Project. Good morning, Violet.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Thanks for taking the time. Somebody texted in, I find this interesting, and they said they don't smoke marijuana, but they think it is a function of liberty, even to the extent of opioids or heroin or whatever anybody wants to do. It is their business, and the government has no right interjecting their regulations on it. You guys don't go that far, do you?
No, we do believe that marijuana should be legalized and have regulations on it. We believe it should be regulated similarly to alcohol, where there's age restrictions, where there is ways to test for safety and people know what they're getting. So we do believe that there should be regulations and that shouldn't just be a free-for-all. We think that is the safest way to go about legalization.
But, you know, and I can understand the theoretical approach to this or the abstract concept, but the reality is, I mean, if a kid wants marijuana in high school, they can pretty well find it, can't they?
In states where marijuana is not legalized, it is a lot easier for kids in high school to access marijuana because they're accessing it from an underground market. So they're not being checked for ID. I know your neighborhood drug dealers aren't IDing them. So without a system of regulation where you'd have to go into a dispensary, you'd have to show proof of ID, you'd have to have it checked, that really circumvents the kids being able to access marijuana. And in some states, you're seeing a decrease in use among teens where it's been legalized. So we are believing that this system of regulation is actually doing more to help keep it out of the hands of kids than any kind of prohibition ever has.
Why would there still be, or would there not be, the same availability for kids in high school, whether it's legal or not? Because obviously for them, for the high school student, it's as prohibited as it ever was, and you would think there'd still be that undermarket for it, no?
Well, there should be harsh penalties that are put in place that anybody that sells to minors in a state where it is legal. So hopefully that would help alleviate this problem.
So alcohol is illegal for minors as well. Is there an underground market for alcohol?
You know, there probably is, but since the legalization of alcohol back after Prohibition ended, it makes it a lot harder for anybody to reach that's not of the legal age to get it. If you are having sources that are unregulated, there's just less and less of a chance that it's accessible for anybody that's a minor.
But here's what I'm having a hard time with, and you can answer it when we come back, Violet. And I guess maybe I'm getting into the methodology of this. It would seem like if a kid's in high school, if the substance is not legalized for adults, well, it's illegal for them. If the product is made legal for adults, well, it's still illegal for them. So under both circumstances, it's illegal. So I don't know why the availability would change. And you can explain it to me when we come back. 6:50, 10 till 7, traffic now, WWL. 6:55, Tommy Tucker, WWL. It's 46 degrees around the area if you average all the temperatures. There was a study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association suggesting that, one of the co-authors of the study says, legalization of marijuana may particularly affect adolescents who are more vulnerable to adverse consequences of regular marijuana use. Basically saying that in areas where it is legal, the use by teens has gone up. Violet Cavendish is our guest spokesperson for the Marijuana Policy project. So before we went to break, I was confused as to if the product was illegal, the substance was illegal to teenagers under either circumstance. I don't understand why it would change whether it's legal or not, because it's still illegal to them, right?
Correct. Well, you would assume that with regulation, that would be harder to access for youth. When you look at products such as alcohol and tobacco, when these products are strictly regulated, you've seen a trend of significant decreases in youth access and use. So you can expect the same trend to happen when you regulate marijuana. Regulating marijuana also sends a message to youth that it's for adults. And the key to keeping teens from using marijuana is through education and honesty. And there has been more of that surrounding marijuana in the past 5 years than in the preceding five decades. And federal survey data has actually debunked the myth that rolling back marijuana prohibition will result in increased rates of among teens. In fact, marijuana appears to be less popular among middle and high school students today than it was in 2012. When the first states legalize it for adult use.
So are you disagreeing with the results of this study in JAMA?
Yes.
Okay.
There was a report, and let me see what the actual name. So, yeah, the Journal of American Medical Association. Are you looking at the report from 2019 in past July?
Yes.
So if you look at it, it actually analyzed federal data for more than about, I think it was 1.45 million high school students, and it found that legalization is actually associated with a decline in marijuana use.
So I still don't understand, but we can move on from that, how making it legal would lead to less teens using it. But, okay, let me grant you that, because you're the guest. What would it look like to you then in an ideal world? Are you saying that if marijuana were made legal in all 50 states, that the use by teens would go down?
Yes, that would be the most beneficial thing for legalization to happen. And looking at trends now in states that have already legalized, we are seeing either no rise in teen use or a decline in teen use. So it would be expected that that trend would continue across all 50 states if they were to legalize.
So that would mean that the people that are selling or making marijuana available to high school students, that they would either not want it or there would be no supply, right? No less supply or less demand, either way, for those numbers to go down?
Well, if it was legalized and regulated, people selling to minors would still be breaking the law. So there would be expected to be harsh penalties for those people. And if they are currently doing it, you would either see their business stop because it is going to be illegal, or they would move into a legal market where they cannot sell to minors.
Thank you, Violet. I appreciate your time. Violet Cavendish, spokesperson for the Marijuana Policy Project.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.